Chris.
Well, talking about lasers, I talked about lasers in terms of how they could see through tissue, but what about using them to actually help you hear better? Australia is the country where the cochlear implant was first invented. Cochlear implants are electrical devices which directly stimulate electrically the nerve cells in the inner ear, which is the part of the ear that turns sound waves into nerve signals that the brain can understand. And this has been used to revolutionise hearing aid design, because in some people where there's damage to the cochlear, it's very, very difficult in order for people to pick up sound waves. What the cochlear implant does is to pick up those sound waves, turn them into electrical signals, and then with an array of electrodes, stimulate the right bits of the cochlear that are sensitive to certain sound waves so that the person gets some degree of hearing back. The problem is that there's a finite limit on the number of the electrodes that you can actually put into these cochlear implants, because if you put them too close together, then when you stimulate one electrode, and that makes the person hear frequencies of one type, then the electrical signal sort of spreads along the cochlear and stimulates some of the other electrodes too. And so there's a limit to how many of them you can put in before the person starts to hear just interference rather than useful noises. But cochlear implants aren't perfect, of course, and people who have them still find it very difficult to appreciate music, for example, and certain types of language like Mandarin Chinese, which are very tonal. Now researchers have come up with a way of stimulating the inner ear using light. This is Klaus-Peter Richter, and he's a researcher at Northwestern University in Chicago. And there was a medical bionics conference which took place in Victoria, in Australia, in the last week. And what this group announced at that conference is that they've shown in guinea pigs that you can stimulate the nerve cells in the cochlear using infrared laser light. So what they're able to do is to put sound waves into a laser. The laser then stimulates the right bit of the cochlear, and then they recorded the signals being relayed to the brain from a structure called the inferior colliculus, which is the part of the brain that relays sound onto consciousness. And what they found is that the signals that were being picked up in these experimental guinea pigs were almost identical to guinea pigs that were of normal hearing. So this shows that it might be possible in future to produce very accurate stimulation of the cochlear to overcome deafness just using laser light, although at the moment they don't know why the lasers directly stimulate the nerve cells, but it could be something to do with a heat-sensitive effect or some other kind of changing of the membrane, the surface layer of the cell, which makes it more excitable, and that's what recruits it.
That's fascinating, and good hope, because I know that cochlear implants aren't really great, but they seem to be the best thing that people have at the moment.